Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here comes Eli Day, Beyonce, your 90-day Beyonce recap.
With Ellie and Melissa.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90-day Fiancé Recap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90-day Fiancé universe. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episode. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
I just realized my shirt and my sweater match the background, my 90-day fiancé Zoom background.
Oh my God, planned it much? That actually looks amazing.
I planned this.
Is that a vintage shirt or did you make that?
Yes, it's vintage. It says, yes, there really is a Kalamazoo. It's like the slogan for Kalamazoo.
That's the slogan for Kalamazoo?
It is.
Okay,
I have like four of these shirts, like different from like the 60s and 70s.
Whoever made that is really, that slogan is good.
I know. It's
That's
crazy.
That's funny. I would have liked to hear that like workshop session of Kalamazoo's slogans.
Yeah. What are we doing? What are we doing for Kalamazoo? How about, yes, there is a Kalamazoo.
Yeah, there is a Kalamazoo. Does Los Angeles have a slogan?
Los Angeles, city of dreams.
Tinseltown, city of angels, baby. Los Angeles slogan.
It's funny. You know that store Moth Food? It has all the vintage shirts. I've bought stuff from them before, and we follow each other on Instagram, and every time he gets like a Kalamazoo shirt in, he's like, yo, you want this before I put it on the site? I'm like, yes, please.
That's really funny.
I know.
Okay, guess what the Los Angeles motto is?
Hollywood, baby.
I wish. Los Angeles brings it all together.
No. Who? No.
What does that even mean?
No. Like it's a melting pot of...
I guess
cultures.
That's bizarre.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
You know what brings it all together? The biggest melting pot of all? 90 Day Fiancé. one small previous season update is we talked about how Marion Brandon did the GoFundMe for her quote unquote, colon cancer?
Colon cancer that she does not have.
Yeah, she had a tummy ache. She's a tummy ache warrior. She apparently has done another GoFundMe now to buy food for their child.
You know, if she would have just came out and
from
said,
from the beginning,
we need money.
Yeah.
Here's my Venmo. We're broke. We need money for our kid. People would donate. They'd be like,
oh my God,
you don't have to lie.
100%. But now it just seems like a grift, you know?
Yeah. Now it's like, wait, do you need money for your...
Right. Like, what's going on here? But you're so right. If from the beginning, because people watch the show and they support the show, and obviously they want to support this child who's...
Even if they don't
in a tough situation.
Like Mary or Brandon, if they're like, we need money for our baby, like, I'd be like, yeah,
people
I'll donate.
Care about the baby.
We care about the baby. Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, we care about the baby more since we know that Mary and Brandon are kind
of boy.
Wackadoo. Well, speaking of wackadoo, this reunion part two of 90 Day Fiancé season 10 starts with a doozy with Jasmine continuing to wail.
Her and Ashley, they're crying. I think they're just trying to top each other on whose crying can be the
most ridiculous.
She's
like a banshee.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
She's like a coyote in heat. I can't even... Oh, that's a nice mug for the patrons who get to see
little,
the video.
It's this Instagram lady.
Yeah, it's handmade.
Shoko. And she
that's nice.
Little cats and designs.
Oh, and an owl. There's an owl on there. Mm-hmm. That's a nice mug right there. So... Yeah, she is wailing in the back. Do you want to get into Gino and Jasmine?
So she's freaking out over the bachelor party, over the footage.
Yeah.
That's like not even bad.
No.
Gino, like, he hugs a stripper.
Right. Yeah. He's like motorboated for a minute and then is like, no, thank you.
He's like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
And they still have Daisy, the stripper. Who was like still on Zoom, zooming in. And they asked her, like, so how was Gino at the strip club? And she said, she's like, he was a little awkward, but like mostly respectful. You know, he was like your average guy there.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing anything crazy. He was just more interested in like his family was there, was like just hanging out.
Also, the perfect way for a guy to act at the strip club is awkward. Like, I would love for that to be the descriptor, not, oh, super into it, look like he was at home there.
Having a great time.
Yeah.
Best night of his life.
Yes.
You
awkward
want him
is the
to
perfect.
Be awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jasmine comes back. She's like in the back screaming. She's like, he was hugging her topless and smelling her. He never hugged me that way. Like smelling her. And Gino's like, I wasn't smelling her.
I was not smelling her. Yeah. And she kept being like, she was giving him all these, he was giving her all these compliments. And Daisy's like, we didn't even talk. He didn't give me a single compliment.
What?
Yeah. I think the root of the issue is their sex life. It has nothing to do with the outside stuff. It has to do with the fact that they don't have a good sex life.
Also, we did find out that Gino's ex worked at a strip club.
Yeah.
So that might also be an issue. Or Jasmine's like jealous of that.
Yeah, was a stripper. She wasn't like a bouncer.
Right. She was a bouncer.
She was a
she
bouncer.
She was Bertha the bouncer.
Yeah. And I think his previous girlfriend before that might have been in porn or something.
I think
Shabooty on Twitter might have disclosed that if you follow Shabooty is a 90 Day
Fiancé
makes account.
Perfect sense.
So he has, I mean, I've said this before, he has a thing with attraction and sex.
Yes, he's got a thing for beautiful ladies that work in
the sex industry.
Yeah. That's kind of what he's attracted to. So Jasmine's like super jealous of that. And I mean, like, I kind of get it, but like,
I get it if that's the only thing that arouses your partner.
Right. Cause they said that like they don't really have sex ever.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's because how she talks to me. But she talks to him that way because of this whole issue. So it's just it's a cyclical thing. I don't know how. And she keeps changing her body to look more like the women he's attracted to. It's just sad. It's a whole sad thing.
It really sucks. It's so it's funny. She's like in the back, like crying. She has a bottle of water and like her hand is shaking, like comically shaking.
It's like that scene. Do you remember in Real Housewives New York several seasons ago where Bethany was going to tell Luann that she saw Tom her fiance kissing someone. And she's like, it's about Tom. It's about Tom.
It's
and
like water's like yeah. going everywhere.
It's so funny.
It's crazy.
It's so funny. Yeah, so she comes back out. She's like, I was just having an anxiety attack. She asks Daisy if the lip gloss that she found in Gino's car was hers. And she's like, definitely no. I've never been in Gino's car.
It's so funny because, like, I know people who have been strippers. And it's just, like, a job. Like, it's they're not, like, attracted to the men that they're... And you make a ton of money. And they're like, yeah, I do this to pay my
You make
my
money
rent.
By flirting.
Yeah, like go to school, like I'm trying to like get a foundation, you know.
Like
here.
Sure, I'm sure some girls like go home with guys occasionally. I'm sure that happens, but like I feel like for the most part it's a job, it's a professional job.
Yeah, you clock in and out.
You clock in and you clock out.
It's like I do
it's
not
like
want
being
your
a fucking waitress. Same thing.
Like, I don't want your bald-headed freak.
No.
I'm not attracted to Gino. No. Like, as if he's some, like, Brad Pitt walking into
it's
the
It's really fascinating how Jasmine's like, well, look at him. And you're like, I have.
We are.
We're looking at him. Okay. So Jasmine says to Gino, like, you know this is it, right? You crossed a line. Like, it's over for them. And it he's ain't. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
know. And then they went
before.
To they had a break. So everyone's talking, and they all feel bad for Gino. Most everyone is just like, "Dude, I'm sorry. Like that sucks." And then of course Ashley's like, "Well, I understand where Jasmine's coming from. Yeah, of course you do because you scream cry.
Yeah, and you just care about sex." She's like, "If you guys just had sex, everything would be fine. Like you guys just need to bang it out and fuck each other."
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Of course Ashley says that. And then
this was
Jasmine,
the craziest thing I've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
This was so crazy. I didn't know this was happening.
Me either.
So Jasmine says she has something to show everyone to explain her jealousy. And you're like, "Okay, well what is it?"
Yeah.
She opens up her purse. Pulls out this manila envelope that's like folded into like three pieces.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I'm gonna read it." And then her hands are shaking, holding this like
shaking
envelope.
Again. Yeah.
And she pulls out, it's like a single sheet of paper.
That's typed.
Typed. It's
yeah,
typed.
Yeah, which is deranged. Yeah.
And it's.
What is this? It's like Jersey Shore Snooki or something. Like who types a letter?
And it looks like, I was going to say, it looks like a typewriter, but I was like, I think it was printed. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I was like, what is that?
I know.
Okay, so she reads it. It says, "Jasmine, Gino and I had so much fun at the bachelor party. Sorry for the lip gloss. You can keep it, but it won't look as good on you as it does on me. Here's my panties that he took off that night. The rest you can keep for your imagination." Okay. Jasmine, you wrote this letter yourself.
Yeah, you're pushing for a storyline so hard. There's
it's
no
so
way.
So ridiculous. And she dumps out the underwear that's in there.
Yeah, and someone, I don't know who yelled, but they're like, "Oh, is that yeast on there?"
I think
like,
Nikki said that. Oh,
God. It's so stupid.
Yeah, because Nikki like goes up. Nikki's wearing these like pink sandals. She goes over there and like touches the underwear of their sandals. Like,
yeah,
moves it around.
It's so stupid.
Like, and Gino's like, "It's not true. It was a fan that left it on his front porch." Gino, a fan?
As if you're like on the Star Maps route or something in Michigan. Like,
no.
What are you talking about?
No, you're not like on Sunset Boulevard. There's not like a van of people going by taking pictures.
This is so stupid. It's like, okay, yeah, Jasmine wrote this for a storyline.
Yeah.
It's so easy to see that.
Also, like, left on his front porch? Like,
come on.
What do you... No. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, and I think, I'm like, oh, is she planting the seeds of him cheating so she could get the green card and leave?
That's interesting.
And I was like, oh, I think that's what she's doing.
I didn't think about that. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Because we don't really know if they are broken up or not. There's rumors.
Yeah, we're not sure about what's going on.
She was apparently living in New York with someone, but like,
yeah,
there's no way to tell. Nobody knows what's going on with them.
Yeah. So another crazy couple, Nikki and Justin. Also, I feel like Jasmine is setting up to like soft launch some sort of relationship with Nikki.
Right.
Because they've been like posting kissing pictures and Jasmine said she's bisexual and that, you know, they would hook up with each other if they could hook up with anyone. Yeah. So I don't know. They're continuing to fight. And Justin says, tomorrow I'll be quiet, but today is the day that I will speak.
Okay.
And everyone's like, okay, freak. So he says that a lot of their issues is because English is his second language. And, okay.
He can speak perfectly great English.
Yeah. And then he says the really fucked up thing.
Yeah. He says he's not attracted to Nikki because of her man vibes.
Yeah. I mean, and I really appreciate that everyone's like defending Nikki so much. Especially Ashley, who says you do not speak to a trans woman that way. Like, that's the most degrading thing that you can say to a trans woman.
It's so disrespectful to say that.
It's so disrespectful. And then Jasmine says, I'm a dominant woman. And that doesn't mean that I have man vibes. That just means, like, I'm a bitch, you know? Right. Like, so the fact... And Nikki's mom comes out too and says, Nikki's a woman.
Right.
You know, like she is a woman. So you either think of her that way or you don't. And clearly you don't. That's the issue. And Justin is also saying a bunch of, I don't even know if it's transphobic or if it's just not an understanding of what being trans is. But he keeps being like, I'm not gay.
Right.
Like, right.
We know that.
She's a woman. She's a woman, you know?
He's like, I'm not gay or trans attracted. But he said Nikki is his exception.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah. And so the whole time that Ashley's going off on him, he said, Ashley, you're bringing bad vibes. Go light some candles. Go light your candles. He's
your
like, I know bad
candles.
Vibes. Yeah. And then he says that he meets up with his exes sometimes.
Right.
To go for like, quote unquote, walks in the park.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And everyone's like, I don't know if that
I don't
sounds
think so.
Right. Yeah, and Nikki says, you told me that you don't talk to any of your exes and you never see them. And now you're saying that you are in touch with all of them and that you hang out and go for walks in the park. Because I guess one of his exes contacted Nikki. And said, you know, like, I was hanging out with Justin. I'm sorry to hear about you guys. And she's like, hanging out with Justin?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what? And... everyone's like, well, you're cheating, clearly. And then he holds up his jerk-off arm and is like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not cheating. Look how buff I am in this arm. Like, I've just been jerking off all the time.
Yeah, like, he holds up his arm.
Yeah.
And Rob's like, oh, that means because he's jerking off.
Yeah, Rob got it immediately. Yeah, it
Rob's
sicko.
Like, oh, because he's jerking off a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're like, yes, you idiot.
It's so nasty. And basically, he just keeps saying, like, no one can comment on my relationship because you haven't dated a trans person. And it's just like, he's so stuck on this one issue that it's like, it's never going to work. And she still wants to go through with the visa and is still planning on going through with the visa, even though he's made it very clear he's like not interested.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to come to America this way under these circumstances.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the door is still open, and it's, open because you want to come to America, not because you want to be with Nikki. It's very clear.
It's so confusing. What does he want? He wants her to send him money, continue sending him money.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that might be, and maybe come to America one day.
Yeah, I think he wants the money. He wants to come to America. I think that he wants to be friends with her.
Yeah.
Maybe. But he does not want to be in a relationship with her. And she needs to, I think, actually like internalize that.
Yeah.
Because I think she thinks it's just things that they say when they're fighting. And I think he means it and she doesn't actually hear it.
Yes.
Which sucks. She deserves better. Sam and Citra.
Oh, so she's pregnant. We found out last episode.
Yeah.
She says that they didn't plan on getting pregnant this soon.
Yeah.
And she said, he put a demon inside me.
She's funny. I like
her. She's very funny. She's got some good zingers.
Yeah.
Because she got pregnant like right away.
Yeah. She's like, he put a demon inside me that just makes me barf all day.
Yeah. That's very funny. So he did get accepted to this diversion program. So he doesn't have to go to jail.
Thank God.
He just has to stay clean for a year and keep a full-time job.
I hope he can do it.
He seems like very committed to her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He does say something sweet. I think Rob might have asked him about like if having a child is helpful to his addiction. Mm-hmm. And he says like, yes, I think it's given me a purpose. And I was always looking to, I literally have a piece of chicken tender in my bra, in between my boobs. that's my purpose. Classic. He's like, you know, I've always looking to escape things or to find something that filled me. And now I finally feel like I have a purpose and a reason to be here. And that like this
that's
has
good.
Saved my life. I mean, we'll see what happens once he gets here. But it seems to put him on the straight and narrow for now.
Yeah. Yeah. But then we find out that Sam had a one night stand very early on in the relationship before they had met in person. This was just when they were talking.
Yeah.
Like long distance. I don't know if they were in a committed.
I don't think they were.
Yeah. It feels like very early on in the relationship, like a few years ago.
Yeah.
He was driving Uber, met a girl. They exchanged numbers. He hung out through the night. The next night, they hooked up and that's it.
That's so weird. Yeah, but
I don't know what happened because Citra remembers Sam telling her he didn't have sex with her.
Well, no, what it was is okay. So he told Citra that they had a one night stand, and she didn't know what that meant.
Oh, okay, I was so confused because she's like, "You said you didn't have sex," and he's like, "No, I definitely did tell you that."
Yeah, so he said one night stand, but I don't think she understood.
Oh, okay, like that makes more sense.
Yeah, like in translation, that word didn't translate. I think maybe she thought that meant like they only hung out once.
Right, that's not a saying for
her. Didn't realize that it meant they had sex,
But yeah, so she's like, oh, you did have sex?
Yeah, it's awkward.
But she doesn't seem to like be that upset.
She's totally fine.
Yeah, because before they met, like it's...
She's really chill.
Yeah.
She seems way too normal for him. Ashley's it's so funny because the other people are trying to stir the pot.
I know.
And she's just like, I don't fucking care. Ashley's like, they fuck, girl. They fucked. And Nikki's like, I would never trust my man again. And Citra is just, I don't care. She's trust him. Okay, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like a few years ago before we met.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, she's like, I fully trust him now. He's shown me that I can trust him, and we're all good. Everyone's so disappointed that there's not going to be a huge breakup or fight.
I know. Clayton and Annalie.
Yeah.
They moved to Kentucky.
Yeah, somewhere. I can't remember where.
And they're not living with the mom anymore.
Yeah, but she lives close.
She lives close by, but she's not in the apartment.
Why is she like following them everywhere? It's just so weird to me.
I don't know.
Like, why isn't she following the sister? Like, why doesn't she want to be with... It's just weird.
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Like, I wonder how close by... And like, does she come over to their house every day?
Yeah, the whole thing is bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't think we have this in there, but it was killing me. Everyone was like, why did she live in the closet and the guinea pigs live in the living room? And Clayton's like, well, the guinea pigs needed, ventilation and they needed air and stuff. And Jasmine said, did your mom not need air? Like, what is going on? Because Clayton says, yeah, the guinea pig cage, fit in the closet, but I don't know. Like, it's just better with my mom in the closet and the guinea pigs get the whole living room.
So funny.
It's just so weird.
Yeah, there was like no windows in the closet.
Yeah, but he could have just left the door open in the closet. I mean, listen, I would rather the guinea pigs have the living room than the mom, but yeah. I'm like the animals more than the mom, but still, it's just crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And then they ask everyone how often they have sex. It's like
weird question. Yeah.
Clayton and Annalie said they have sex like twice a week.
Liars. I do not believe it in a million years.
Sam and Citra, of course, like every day. Not a shock. Everyone else is like, yeah, a few times a week. And like Gino and Jasmine, they said like once a year.
Yeah, like never once a year. Also, they go to Devin and Nick to say, how much are you guys having sex? And they just laugh. And it's alluded to that they're just having like weird sex all the time.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
I can see her being a freak.
Yes. Yes. And him.
Yeah.
My little piggy, like calling her
my little piggy. Yeah.
So they reached out to Annalie's dad to be on the reunion and he declined.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I hope my daughter comes home and reconsiders. She doesn't need anything there.
So
like,
sad.
Like, still mad about her getting married. So that's very sad. And Brandy is there. And she says she's still very suspicious of Annalie. She's like, they're not affectionate enough.
Yeah, she thinks it's a fraud somehow. She thinks the relationship, like, I don't know if she thinks she's trying to get a green card or what the deal is, but she's like, she's like, look at everyone else on stage and look at you two. You guys are sitting far apart, aren't touching each other, and it's
weird. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they play footage of Annalie's bachelorette party with the stripper.
Yeah, she's having the time of her life.
Having the best time.
And I didn't realize this. I guess that Annalie told Clayton, she's like, I was so uncomfortable the whole time. Yeah. I hated it. I had a horrible time. And then the footage is like, she's taking selfies with like a dick in her face.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
And then Clayton thinks that Brandy got the stripper on purpose to like fuck with their relationship.
Yeah, but Annalie asked for it.
She asked for it.
Or Annalie. We all saw it.
Yeah.
So she's like, I was just kidding. I didn't think she'd actually do it.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Devin and Nick. Also, okay, so there is so much stuff about like her weight fluctuating or fluctuating and all this kind of stuff. It turns out she has type 1 diabetes.
Is that what her patch is on her arm?
Yeah. So people were like, she was insulin? Wearing a patch during the reunion. And people were like, what is this? And she responded, it's her insulin pump patch.
Oh.
And she has type 1 diabetes. So that made me more angry that he calls her Piggy.
Right.
Because she clearly has, you know, like an insulin, like
that's,
glucose, sugar, blood sugar issue.
It's like a legit medical issue.
Yeah. And well, also she was never fat, but
right.
Also, I hope she's, because I mean, you're not really supposed to like drink with diabetes because liquor converts to sugar. You know, you have to do everything in moderation. So I know she was drinking a lot. So I hope she's healthy. Everyone's upset that people are upset because she has lost a lot of weight. I think she seems happy and healthy and more energetic now.
Yeah, I think she's just like eating better because she said she was drinking and eating fried food in Korea.
Yeah,
so like,
and
it seems like she's healthier.
Yeah. So if anything, I mean, I hope she's feeling good.
Yeah.
So
she seems to be in better mood.
Yeah, she's so funny on Twitter. Like, yeah, I would be her friend. She seems really, really funny. Do you want to get into their relationship? They hardly talk to them. They talk to them for like 1 minute.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of drama with them.
No, there's not.
So Nick apparently got his green card already. Like they turned in the paperwork the day after the wedding, and he got his green card.
Normal. They, like, actually are the only couple that planned a wedding and had
They're
a wedding.
They're responsible. Everyone else is like, whoa. It's like, because we're responsible. That's what you do. Like, it seems crazy that no one else, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we waited a while. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Get it done. Right.
But even, like, they had a proper wedding with guests and, like, catering, and then they had that helicopter and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
they seem normal.
And Nick already has a job because you can't work until you have your green card. So that's why I'm like, why isn't everyone getting their green card immediately so they can have a job?
Right.
It's weird. But he got a job as a project manager in Atlanta.
That's surprising. Wow.
So he moved there, and Devin is going to be moving there, I think, like within the next week or so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's in Atlanta alone.
I believe so. Yeah.
And his English isn't amazing.
It's you know, he can get by.
It's conversational.
Yes, I would
say it's conversational, not fluent.
But they're each, because they were away from each other for a week.
Yeah.
And Sean Robinson was like, oh, was that hard? And they're both like, no, we kind of like the break. You know, we've been together so long. Like, it was kind of nice to be apart for a week.
It's so funny. They're like not codependent. They're just a normal couple.
Yeah.
They don't really fit into the show other than that they're like a visa couple.
So then they, of course, talked about the whole Piggy nickname. And apparently couples in Korea call each other that as like a term of endearment.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think it's a misunderstanding. He like apologized to America. He was like,
yeah, he apologized. He's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry, America.
Because her parents come on and they talk to them about the nickname. And he's like, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. Sorry.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I guess, it for them.
And then we kind of talked about Nikki's mom coming on at the end, but I didn't see this. Nikki took her ring off.
Yes. At the end, she, takes her ring off and gives it to her mom because she's like crying next to her mom. Because apparently they were engaged again. Yeah. They got back together. It's so confusing. It doesn't make any sense.
He's like gaslighting her big time.
Yeah. His K-1 visa is currently being processed, whatever that means.
I hope he doesn't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, so the interviews are all done. And then Jasmine and Nikki are talking. And they're like, maybe we're with the wrong gender.
they're setting up something, either like OnlyFans or a next season they're going to be dating. They're setting something up.
Yeah. Nikki said maybe she'll write a song about this or something.
Oh.
Okay, right.
And another bop.
Yeah, and then the end, then we see Clayton and Annalie and Ollie making out.
Gross.
Cool. Yeah. And Jasmine's still crying. She's like, I just want to go home to see my dog.
Yeah, you got to go home to Coco. I guess we'll see what happens next season.
Happily Ever After, I believe, starts next week.
I know Rob and Sophie are on it.
Gino and Jasmine.
I think Ashley and
Manuel.
Whatever his name, Manuel.
And then it's Mahmoud and Nicole,
who just got
arrested for domestic violence.
Oh shit!
I think they added Ashley and Manuel last minute, and I think might be to replace them. And then Michael and Angela.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh, that's gonna be crazy.
Wait, let me see. Happily Ever After. Season, Jasmine, Mahmoud, Rob, Sophie. Oh, Emily and Kobe. Do you remember Kobe moved in with her family?
And she got pregnant again.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Ed and Liz. No.
But they're not together divorced anymore. We already know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Mahmoud.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, they're on it.
Oh boy. It's gonna be messy.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts.
Well, speaking of messy, The Single Life season 4, episode 10.
Wow.
Not too much happened, actually. Yeah. So it's Debbie's last day in Miami.
Oh, that's sad.
She's mad at her son for telling Ruben about Usama, because he didn't know, I guess, about her fling with his 20-year-old, and also that she's still sending his family money, which is weird in general.
That is weird.
Also, I guess her son told Ruben that Debbie loves Miami and like wants to move there, and Ruben's like, whoa, we just met. But Debbie didn't mean like I want to move there for Ruben. She just said off the cuff, oh, Miami's great. Like, I like how alive it is.
Yeah, sure.
I think her son was kind of trying to sabotage. Ruben says he wants to drive Debbie to the airport so they can have some extra time together.
Ooh.
And basically Ruben's like, he's like, this is, you know, a gumbo that's just starting to simmer, and I think it's going to turn into something really delicious.
Wow.
I'm like, these people like are that. Freaks. I love it. Yeah.
He's got a way with words.
He does. So I think they're going to keep seeing each other. It just seems, you know.
They seem like a good fit.
Yeah. It's just starting to simmer. He's like, we got to add a few more ingredients, maybe take some ingredients out, but
put some spices in, add some okra.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, but it's just starting to simmer. And Debbie's like, okay. Then we have my enemy, Chantal, who's in Greece.
Oh,
I guess
God.
It's like they're leaving also. She wants to see that guy Giannis
who's just one more time. Into her at all.
Yeah, she says the funniest line. She's like, I'm really disappointed because he didn't give me enough attention at the snail festival. Like, that's an crazy thing that you would only hear on 90 Day Fiancé.
So
I guess he just gave her an address and was like, meet me here. And she's wearing, do you remember that? I mean, it's fake, but do you remember like Hervé Léger? I don't know if that was, but they're like those bandage dresses that are super tight. So she's wearing one of those like bandage dresses for the club. And crew is around her and they're like all wearing green and I don't know why, but like, it's just they're so aware that they're on TV.
Yeah,
that's what bothers me about
them. Not good.
Yeah. And like one's doing her makeup and then another's doing her hair and then they're picking out shoes. And so she shows up in a cab to this address and it's just like a football field.
Oh my God.
And she's in a club dress and heels and her hair and makeup. She's like beat to high heavens.
Does she have to walk on the grass in heels?
Yes.
Oh,
and
no,
Giannis
no.
is like, this is where I play football with my friends. And she's like, oh, it's a field. Like, we're on a field.
Oh, my God.
And he, like, gives some weird speech. He's like, my team is a community, and we support each other. And I feel that way with you. Like, you're my community. And I'm like, you guys, y'all don't know each other. What are you talking about?
They don't know each other. That's so weird.
Yeah. So then Chantal's like, well, what are we? And it takes me 4 months to ask someone, what are we? If
what
they haven't
are
asked
we?
Me yet. Yeah, I'm like, you guys have been on 3 dates, and you're like, what are we?
Oh,
that's crazy.
Gosh,
so he says,
crazy.
I'll visit you in Atlanta, and then you can come back and visit me in Greece. So I don't think these two will ever see each other again, unless he really wants to be on TV, but it was bonkers to me.
I was getting vibes from him that he wants to be on TV, because he's...
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he wants to be a big footballer or
a
model or something like that.
Yep.
And because it was bizarre. Then this hot mess, Natalie and Michael are at the farmer's market still. And Natalie's mom leaves. So Natalie and Michael can have some time together.
Oh, no.
And Natalie's like, you know, I left you for my career and my dreams, and I came to Los Angeles to try to pursue, you know, modeling and acting. And I've realized that, you know, that's not going to work out for me. And what I really want is a family and kids. So, and a chance at a normal life. So why don't we get back together and have kids?
Oh.
And Michael's like, and no, we've been
Doesn't
separated.
Doesn't he have another girlfriend?
No, not he did at a point, but not right now.
Right.
But they've been separated for like 3-4 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. And Michael's like, no, we've been separated for a very long time.
Yeah.
You left me right after you came because mm-hmm. you wanted to be a model.
Uh-huh. And it doesn't work out for you. And now you're crawling back to me.
Yeah, and he's like, also, you just had a boyfriend. And she's like, yeah, but he didn't want a relationship. And she's like, Michael's like, so I'm your plan B? Like,
yeah.
This is crazy. He's like, I'm not going to be anyone's plan B. And she's like, well, do you have someone else? Have you met someone? And he says, well, no, but I'm hoping to. Like, I would like to meet someone. And she says, well, I'm single and you're single. So we should just have babies. And he's like, that's not how it works. Like, I'm not just going to... He says the craziest phrasing. He says, I'm not going to, like, load a baby into you just because you're both
load
single.
A baby?
Yeah, or, like, shoot a baby into you or something. And so, basically, he said... You can tell he's getting really, like, both hurt and frustrated.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've so been there where I've, like, broken up with someone 10 times. And then I finally am like, okay, let's get back together. And it's that moment where they've actually had it.
Uh-huh.
And you think you're going to be able to convince them one more time. But they're done.
Like, they're done with you.
Yeah. Like, Michael is done. He's done with Natalie's antics. And Natalie can't manipulate him anymore. So Natalie's like, I need a moment. And she goes and she like hugs a tree again, crying. It's like another one of those moments where she's like posted against a tree at the farmer's market crying.
She needs to move back home.
Yeah, like, she needs to go back to Ukraine or something.
There's nothing. It's not working out for her in America.
Yeah, there's nothing for her here.
Nothing's working for her. If she wants a baby.
Yeah, I think that's what she has to do is just go back or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Or maybe Big Ed. Maybe like Big Ed or Caesar from a previous season.
Oh,
maybe
Caesar.
Yeah, if she's that desperate, I don't know.
Yeah, Tyrae.
Yeah, just go back to someone else who's been on 90 Day Fiancé and got fucked over. You know, it's like Bachelor Nation. Like, keep it in Fiancé Nation. Anyways, that's about it for these episodes. Stay tuned for, I think next week might be the reunion for Single Life.
Oh.
I also might have made that up.
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Because I don't think there's really, they're all going home.
Right. They're all leaving. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, let us know if you have any insider gossip and stay tuned next week to, or I guess maybe in 2 weeks.
For the new Happily Ever After.
Yeah, for the new Happily Ever After and the single life. All right. Well, I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, 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 it's another 90-day fiancé, baby. Oh, 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 it's another 90-day fiancé recap.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.